Good morning, Kesu.
Good morning. This is Allie.
Allie, Colleen, how are you?
I'm so well. How are you?
Fantastic. You're coming to Anthem, which is inside Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on August 19th.
We are very, very excited for you to come to town.
I am so stoked, especially this being one of those, you know, shows that got pushed back from last year as well. We've been looking forward to it for a long time coming. So we're excited too.
Tell us about your background in music, why you got started, and what we can expect August 19th.
Absolutely. So I'm originally from Oklahoma. I moved up to Nashville to go to college, or I went to music school and I got a degree in songwriting and music business and all that stuff. I don't know what that means either, but it was really fun. And I loved it. And it was awesome. So all that to say, I've known I wanted to do music for forever and just really moved to Nashville and really dove in and all that kind of stuff. And then I started releasing music as soon as I graduated. And just been on the road since. We've been working really hard, and we just had a debut album come out in April, and so that's the music that we're bringing on the road with us in August, which we're so excited for.
And to me, I think I have an idea how I'd explain your music. To me, seems very authentic, real, genuine. How would you describe your music?
It's all about stories. It's just all about storytelling, whether or not that's going to be in a ballad or a really dope, cool country rock song, you know, it's who knows, but I love like that intimacy of the storylines and all that kind of stuff. So I personally want to fall in between Joni Mancini and Ashley McBride, but I have a really tough time pinning down other women, I feel like, that I sound like sometimes. But it's all good stuff, y'all.
Well, and you're going to be telling lots of stories at the Anthem for your concert, and we're, like I said, just excited to have you come, and we're glad you're coming, and I don't think everybody knows who your dad is, and you don't use that last name, do you?
I don't.
And can you tell us why, if everybody doesn't know, Garth Brooks is her daddy, and why did you decide to do that? You just wanted to make it on your own, didn't want to use that?
Honestly, there's tons of different reasons, and I'll try and keep this story short, but it just it really puts into perspective, I think, for a lot of people, kind of what my childhood was like and what the music industry has been like for me just as a kid growing up trying to do that and everything like that. But anyway, long story short, I went to the Christian elementary school, and I, like, sang in chapel on Thursday, you know what I mean? And I was in, like, fourth or fifth grade, and I told this sweet, sweet girl in my homeroom class that, like, I was going to do music. I was going to grow up, and I was going to do music, and that's what I was going to do. And she was a singer as well. And I remember in the car pickup line that day, that sweet angel looked at her mom and said, "Mom, this is Allie." And, like, she sang in chapel today. And she's going to, like, do music as a living. And, like, I want to do that. Like, I want to sing, too. And I was so excited. And I looked at this girl and I looked at her mama. And her mama looked right at me and right at her and said, "Well, Allie has famous parents, sweet baby. So she's going to go and sing and do all that kind of stuff. Like, we can't do that kind of stuff." And then we picked up her daughter and took her home. And ever since that moment, it's been so important for me to, one, know that I didn't do this because I have famous parents, but sure, two, know that she could do this because
yes,
she doesn't have famous parents.
Yes, I love that. I love that whole story. I love the stories in your songs, and I'm just
Thank
excited
you.
To hear all that, and I think that is great for young women to hear.
Thank you.
Hey, I totally get it. I don't want to brag, but I used to be in telemarketing.
No. Here we go.
And my mom hired me to work telemarketing,
right,
and I was always Rosie's son. And mom's a great lady, but I have my own personality. I am not Rosie. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And also, Garth, right, isn't my dad. My dad's my dad.
Daddy,
yeah.
Yes.
I mean, the artist that everybody gets. I have not called my dad daddy since I was 4 years old. Absolutely not. No, but my dad's my dad, you
yeah
know what I mean? And so it's not the same thing anyway.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
and
true.
And so all that to say, Allie Colleen is Allie Colleen, too. You know what I mean? My sisters, I'm a different person from my sisters, you
yeah
know, than I am as an artist. So all of that kind of stuff, you know, together. But I totally get you. You know, Rosie's son, I'm Garth's daughter. You know, I get it.
I will say that when I showed up to work and I worked with Rosie and I had a hickey, and then I was
that
called into the supervisor's
well
office,
right,
and Rosie, the manager, is not
right
happy with Tony, the son.
Yeah, you couldn't tell Rosie that you got it from your hair straightener, could you?
No, I could not.
Oof.
No. Well, we're so excited for this Anthem show, and it seemed like you're a lot of fun, and I've been hearing some industry experts say you're kind of a big rising star.
Ooh, well, I hope they're like actual experts, you know what I mean? Because most people that call themselves that, good luck, be incredible, but I'd agree with them.
It wasn't just Rosie who told
no,
us
no,
that.
No, it was other people. Yeah.
No, but we're going to get to say that we saw you on the way up, and we're so excited. I love your stories, and I love your stories from in your songs and your music. It's going to be a great night at the Anthem.
Thank you both so much. We genuinely cannot wait. Me and my guys are so excited to come and spend an evening with y'all, and I am pretty fun. I'm stoked about it. I really can't wait, and I'm just grateful for venues that are allowing us to come and play.
There is some magic on that Anthem stage. We had an unknown guy that was only big on social media. He played that concert and then blew up. His name was Kane Brown. And I remember being in the show, and I was like, who is this guy? And it was a sold-out show like within days of when they went on sale without any radio support whatsoever. So there's some magic to that stage.
Heck yes, I'm all about it. I remember Kane Brown YouTube, you know what I mean? I remember when that was the only place you could watch him, all that kind of stuff. So I love that. And again, we're just really excited, you guys.
That's cool. And I think, music's so different where you can hit it big in so many different ways and so many different avenues. So
absolutely.
I think it's more exciting in music now than it was, 15, 20, 30 years ago. So
there's so many opportunities and so many versions of that top-level success. You know what I mean? Like, just so many different. Like, it's the whole radio country music life is amazing and cool, but like that's not the only outlet anymore. And I'm very excited to be a part of the music coming out right now.
You got it. August 19th, we will so be there, and appreciate all the information, Allie Colleen, and we'll see you there at Anthem.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you before we know it.
Write us some more stories and put it to music.
Yes, ma'am.